Hi, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today. As the public got its last look at the Pats in training camp 2014, winding to a close this afternoon, we got our first look at rookie Dominique Easley, the Patriots' number one pick out of the University of Florida last year, participating in 11-on-11 drills. We also saw extensive action once again for running back Stephen Ridley, and both of them spent time with the media in our press pass.
I didn't know how much longer I'd be in there or not, but I had a nice little workload early on. And I think the coaches saw what they wanted to see. And for me, I just came on out when they told me to come out. But like I said, we're moving on, you know, this week to Carolina. And wasn't too much said about it. Just get back to work, learn from your mistakes just like everybody else, and keep it pushing.
I mean, that's what I've been doing all my life. So it feels good to do it since I haven't done it for a year.
What's the learning curve like to this point for you? I mean, is it what you expected it to be? I imagine it's, you know, pretty steep. But
Bill holds a high expectation, so... I mean, I'm just trying to work to his expectation and be better than that.
What's this group of rookies like, being a part of this group of rookies? I know rookies in years past have been able to form a pretty good bond. What's it been like being a part of this rookie class to this point in the summer?
We all really got one goal, just try to get a spot on the bus.
Like I say, you take the good with the bad every time. And like I say, I'm just thankful it's preseason. I'm thankful that, you know, like you said, it was a close call and the ball was out. But, you know, could have been down, could not have been down. But guess what? If it's in my hands, we don't have to answer that question. But either way, I'm a man enough. I'm going to stand up here and do what I do. And like I say, it's another Monday that I'm out here and I'm in pads and I'm back to work today. So I just got to learn from it and keep it moving, man, and not sulk on it. So I'm going to try not to have this issue and this be the topic the whole year this year. Because I think I can do a few other things to talk and write about, you know, hopefully have some good things to say. But either way, I got to own up to it, and that's what it was. So I just keep pushing every day, man. I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, hard from the standpoint that I'm not out there, and it stinks. So like I said, nobody wants to be in that position, but you just got to work each and every day, and I've done that. I've continually gotten better, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later that I'll be back.
2 years ago, I was in Rob Bryant's defense, and this is pretty much the same defense, so it's a little bit easier to grasp than something completely different.
It felt good. I mean, wasn't like full or anything, full kind of day. It was just a little routes and stuff, but feeling good. Progressed a lot out there, going routes versus the defense, everything, 7-on-7, some team and everything. So overall, it just feels good to be back out there with my teammates and competing. It's a lot different competing versus someone else, so it's great to be back out there. It's great getting back in form.
I feel good, you know, being out there a little bit of what I did do today. Obviously, it's going to not much you can do to simulate what it is being out there in real-time situation, but doing the best. There's obviously other ways we can try and stay with it, but it'll take a little bit, and I'll get back to that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.